Thursday, August 28, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Imperial Holdings CEO Hubert Brody anticipated another weak performance for the financial year ahead, as consumer spending was expected to continue weakening, markets remained challenging, and conditions stayed tough. However, he pointed out that the company was well poised for the turnaround in the consumer cycle over the next year or so. Despite increasing revenue 3% to 56 billion rand in the year ended June 2008, the diversified logistics and automotive group reported a decline in headline earnings from continued operations of 49% to 1.14 billion rand.
On the whole, the markets are challenging, conditions are tough, but I'm very confident that this business is in very, very good shape. And we're going into another tough year, but in a very, very good position, and we're really well poised for the turnaround in the consumer cycle when it transpires over the next year or so.
Increased government spend and Eskom infrastructure expenditure is expected to continue driving sales growth for electrical wholesaler ARB in the future. The wholesaler reported that despite the power crisis in South Africa, the electrification of rural areas would continue unabated, specifically the electrification of schools, clinics and low-cost housing. CEO Craig Robertson said that parastatals, some of which are already customers of ARB, would be a target focus for the future, as spending from these would become vast.
Now, particularly in KwaZulu-Natal and Eastern Cape, and to a less extent Limpopo, they've got a high road, a middle road, and a low road. What is actually achievable? And if they can achieve their high road, which is what they're aiming to do, they're going to be doubling the amount of house connections in the next 18 months.
Impala Platinum confirmed on Wednesday that a worker has died at the company's number 10 shaft on Tuesday night after a fall of ground incident. Implat spokesperson Alice Lawrence said that production at the shaft was ongoing. However, she explained that the worker was a development rock drill operator and the company had stopped on-rig development while the DME and Implat were conducting an investigation. She could not confirm when the investigation would be completed. Also making headlines, HSBC is named as Project Mtombo's financial advisor. CPIX hits a fresh record of 13%. Altec AutoPage Cellular is to distribute Neotel's products. Former Boysendal shareholders threaten a dispute with Mvelaphando Resources. Gold is to scale new peaks as mining costs grow. And the South African Competition Tribunal cancels the BHP Billiton hearing. In political news, Barack Obama wins the Democratic nomination for the presidency. Israeli peace pioneer A.B. Nathan dies at age 81. Ghana climate talks advance on saving forests. And the presidency says there is no Zimbabwe trip for Mbeki. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.